Welcome, one and all, to episode 17 of New Ones at Noon on Dropout Radio, aka the New Music Mondays podcast. If you're listening from what is currently my future, this show is available on Dropout Radio at dropoutentertainment.ca, streaming 100% Canadian independent music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and on most awesome podcast platforms. You can also listen to Dropout Radio on the MyTuner Radio app, if you are so inclined. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto, and this is the show where we look at the best in new Canadian independent music from across the country, coast to coast. A thing that I based a show on, not really understanding the sheer volume at which Canadian artists can produce music. I could probably make each episode of this like 2 or 3 hours long easily, and we would have great stuff to listen to straight through. But I'm a bit too lazy to do that, so we're gonna stick to the three awesome song format. Canadian indie pop artist Lowell, that's L-O-W-E-L-L, has experienced her fill of music industry ups and downs in a very short period of time. Originally from Calgary, Alberta, Elizabeth Lowell Boland, that is her full name, moved to Toronto at the age of 18 to study music at U of T. For anyone who doesn't know, that is the University of Toronto. Word is it's a pretty good school or something. I don't know. Everyone I know that went to U of T just came out with a poli-sci major, so I'm surprised to know that they offer other stuff. Lowell dropped out of school and began working as a dancer at a gentleman's club. She began recording demo songs, which eventually caught the attention of a music producer. And the rest, well, that's history. Lowell's debut album, released in 2014, titled We Loved Her Dearly, it's a critically acclaimed sex-positive exploration of self-love, LGBTQ rights, as well as abuse issues. The artist is no longer a dancer, and she says she's left behind the toxic and manipulative relationships that brought her there in the first place, but she's held on to every bit of empowerment the experience itself and leaving it left her with. Lowell has collaborated with members of Coldplay, as well as artists such as Demi Lovato, Hailee Steinfeld, and Lennon Stella. She's even gone double platinum, lending her voice to the track This Is Not a Love Song by the German-born Canadian artist Bulo. This is the first single off Lowell's new album, due out sometime in 2021. It's a comment on what the artist describes as toxic positivity. This is Lemonade.
How the fuck you gonna make lemonade out of everything, yeah. Turn around and say goodbye like you could find a silver lining, yeah. How the fuck you always make a lemonade out of everything, yeah. Tell me look on the bright side. Tell me look on the bright side. Midnight and red eyes, been sleeping in like my whole life. Your face on your good side, and you still look like a dream to me. Yeah, I know I'm a pessimist. I get sad for the hell of it. I never knew why you put up with it. Always knew you'd find the up. You're saying you're out of here. How the fuck you gonna make lemonade out of everything, yeah. Turn around and say goodbye like you could find a silver lining.
Finally up and leave, yeah. And you're running in circles.
So how the fuck you gonna make lemonade out of everything? Turn around and say goodbye like you could find a silver lining.
That was Lemonade by Lowell, out now on Arts and Crafts Records, available on all major streaming platforms, and it's a great song, and it makes me want lemonade, just a little bit. Back when I was in radio school, I was briefly in radio school before selling out completely and going to school for advertising instead, but back when I was in radio school, one of my professors, he worked for a pop radio station or something, told us we couldn't just play whatever we wanted to on the radio. Any music won't work, he used to say. I didn't like that at the time, but I mean, it is to an extent commercially true, I suppose. People have a short attention span, he would tell us, so catchy pop tracks work best. So I'm about to break that rule in a horrific way. And to be fair, we already play lots of music that isn't catchy pop songs. But this is definitely not a pop song. Don't get me wrong. Back in the day, I was a club promoter. I have gained full tier appreciation for pop music, especially indie pop music. It's very genuine and it's great to listen to. That said, again, this next track is not a pop track. This is a track by Canadian artist Ephraim Manuel Minook, released on Constellation Records. And you know, I hope I'm saying his name right there because it does occur to me. I've never actually said it out loud before. The track is part of Constellation's Corona Borealis Long Play series, so the track itself is 16 minutes long. And no, I don't have an interview lined up this week, which is one of the only reasons on earth I think this might be a good idea and it might work. So, I want to take a moment and tell you a bit about Ephraim Manuel Minook and Constellation Records just before we get into it. I've never talked about either of them on the show before, or apparently even said the man's name out loud. Regardless, they have both played a very big part of my personal Canadian music journey. And to that, I think there is a point in everyone's life when one realizes the world is bigger than what one thought it was. When a person realizes that the universe is a more complicated place to be than they had ever thought possible before. That's what happened to me musically when a friend shared a compact disc, titled Raise Your Skinny Fists Like Antenna to Heaven by a band called Godspeed You Black Emperor. This is back in the year 2000. The guitarist and frontman of Godspeed You Black Emperor was none other than Ephraim Manuel Minook. The album changed how I thought about music forever and what music could be. The album's about 20 years old now. It absolutely stands up. Maybe not for a new music show, obviously. I definitely recommend checking out Raise Your Skinny Fist Like Antenna to Heaven by Godspeed You Black Emperor, released in the year 2000, if you haven't heard it, on Constellation Records. Back to the label itself. Constellation Records is arguably one of the bravest independent record labels out there, having made their mark in Canadian music by supporting and publishing some of the most cutting-edge and avant-garde Canadian artists, including artists like Marcus Flouts, Do Makes They Think, and Jessica Moss. And if you haven't heard of any of those bands, definitely go check them out. Constellation Records describes Minook as, quote, operating outside expected genres and largely outside the music industry altogether. Minook is one of our generation's most unwavering and poetic anarchano punk iconoclasts. That's a mouthful, guys. That was hard to record. Anarchano punk iconoclasts. Are these real words? As I mentioned, this track is part of Constellation Records' Corona Borealis Long Play series. So the whole point of the series is long play tracks. So let us now prove to my radio teacher that he was wrong, and let us all sit back and chill for the moment for about 16 minutes, and let's take in an incredible piece of art by a truly talented Canadian independent artist. This is the new track, Baby It Has to Fall, by Ephraim Manuel Minook. And we've actually been listening to about 4 minutes of this track already, so I'm just going to keep let it go and turn it up.
Across the golden road, the forest exhales like trumpets in fire. The sun is indifferent and the trees don't give a fuck. We're hanging near twilight in a state here to the grave.
I will drive the truck.
That is some incredible work by the unwavering artist Ephraim Manuel Minook. Thanks for hanging out with me all the way through that piece. I appreciate it, and I hope you enjoyed it genuinely as much as I did. I think Minook, as well as many other artists on Constellation Records, are great examples of the true diversity of independent Canadian music and art. For more information on Minook or on Constellation Records, and for more of their long play tracks from the Corona Borealis long play series, visit the Constellation Records website at cstrecords.com. Maison Scène is made up of Stephanie Blundell Johnson and Jody Dunlop. The pair dropped their debut album, Desire's Despair, in 2012. It was a few years later, while playing at Canadian Music Week in Toronto, that Maison Scène was noticed by Dylan Towell of Light Organ Records, a Vancouver-based record label. Maison Scène released their first album, titled Still Life on Fire, with Light Organ Records in 2017. This song is from the band's newest album, also out on Light Organ Records. The album is called Winnipeg, California, and the song is called Dollar Dreams. This is Maison Scène. Thank you to everyone again for joining me this week and every week. You guys are the best. This is New Music at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast. And before I forget to mention it, Dropout Entertainment is gearing up for the Independent Music Video Awards. Nominations for that are open until December 15th, and voting opens at independentmusicvideoawards.com in early January. For more information, visit independentmusicvideoawards.com or visit dropoutentertainment.ca. You can check it out there too. And other cool stuff, like cool music stuff and videos and interviews with artists. And of course, Dropout Radio, streaming real Canadian independent music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Check out Dropout Radio on the MyTuner Radio app. You can also check it out on most other streaming radio apps like radio.net. You can find this show on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and of course, iHeartRadio. It also airs on Dropout Radio at noon every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Dropout Radio is available at dropoutentertainment.ca. Dropout is licensed to play through SoCan, so thank you, SoCan. And connect with Dropout Entertainment on social media at Dropout Entertainment. I am Ben in Toronto. Have an awesome week. And just so we're all on the same page, what's going on in the East Coast with white fishermen burning Indigenous people's boats is and should probably be classified as a hate crime. There, I said it. I also miss hugging, but let's hang in there, everybody. Much love. Now back to 100% Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.